an open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, they got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, so glad you're with us on a Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, getting you set up for Sunday's game against the Kansas City Chiefs. We have got a stacked show for you. Peter King from Sports Illustrated, from Football Night in America, NBC, is going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on the Browns, get his perspective, too, on what this game is all about for Cleveland. We're also going to visit with Montario Hardesty. He's been kind of Mr. Spark, right, when he comes into games for Trent Richardson and rips off those long gains each time he touches the ball. It's been a nice changeup for a team that already has an outstanding running back to have the kind of the fire plug guy in Trent Richardson, the workhorse power, low pad level guy burrowing his way through. And then you go to Hardesty and he just explodes through for significant gains. It's a nice changeup. I think it gives the defense some problems. And that's a good problem for the Browns to pose. We're going to talk about the Pro Football Hall of Fame celebrating its 50th anniversary. So Steve Perry, the executive director of the Hall, is going to join us and talk about that. It'll be very interesting to hear what's been going on down the road in Canton, the expansion of the Hall, all some new features that they have on their traveling exhibit. I mean, anytime you can get connected with the history of this wonderful game, it's a good thing. So we'll chat about that as well. And speaking of history, the series between the Browns and the Chiefs. Some interesting stuff there. Our resident historian, Steve King, joins us on the show to talk about that. Your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, to the Browns Daily Twitter page, which is Browns_daily, and you email us at daily@clevelandbrowns.com, and you call us and leave voicemail messages at 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, and we share them on the air. Michael from Facebook. He says, I really believe the last three games are going to define where this team really is and likely where they are going. Three credible teams, Michael says, you have to beat to start getting some respect. So far, they have only been able to beat struggling teams when they've played them. Michael, this is a fair point. This is a fair point because, obviously, struggling coming up against the Chiefs, 2-10. Struggling the Oakland Raiders, now 3-9, and they play tonight against the Denver Broncos. But no apologies for any win you get. Of the four victories this team has registered, you don't say, they really weren't credible wins. I get your point. I get your point about beating a better opponent. And no doubt, with the remaining games against Washington and Denver, well, Denver first at Denver, and then Washington at home, and then at Denver. Let me get them right here, Vic. And then at Pittsburgh in order. No doubt that those games would carry weight if the Browns were able to win them. And why not? But I still say that it's equally, if not more important, to win the game you're supposed to win, which would be Sunday against Kansas City, for instance, which was last Sunday at Oakland. Win the ones you're supposed to win, and I think that says something about you too, does it not? Ken from Facebook, he says, we've got a bright future. We just need to be patient with young guys and let the young coach learn from his mistakes in keeping some consistency. Okay. And I like the young coach references to Pat Shurmur. I think he'd appreciate that too. That he's this young guy. I don't know that he's feeling so young in his second season. We kid each other all the time about the grind of this business, and you stay. And he's the one who tries to keep everybody else kind of upbeat. He's always the hey, how you doing guy in the hallway, asking how I'm doing. And I'm always the one who wants to feel like I have to ask the head coach how he's doing. And through the tough times, but these have been two nice weeks where you're coming off wins, and there's a different energy. But it's still a grind. And he's the one who can't lose that perspective. He's the one who can't get caught up in any success. People can, you know, players can smile, be happy, play some music in the locker room and be loose and joke around. And he can joke around too, by the way, and he does. He's got a great sense of humor. But he's the one who has to keep it real. He's the one who has to remind everybody, we still got some work to do here, got a lot of work to do here. And if we're going to use the word from the previous comment from Michael on Facebook, credible and maintain credibility, you know, you have to keep this thing rolling. And you have to be focused. And he's the one that has to do that. But I do think the bright future, Ken, that you refer to, and patience with young players, those are legitimate points. You don't get much patience in this game. It unfortunately, that's where it stops. It's like you can have a young roster and you can admire the talent that you have, but then add that word, but we got to be patient with them. And no. You know, you don't in my years of being around this league, that word gets pushed back in your face because people want to see success immediately. Instant gratification times a million is what the NFL is. And I'm not, when I say people, I'm not just talking about fans, media, owners, especially when their investment, and that's what they have to look at this as, and rightfully so. It's a business for them that they're in for success, and they also feel and hear the inherent pressures that come from the people who buy the tickets, the people who pay the sponsorship money, that want to be attached to something successful and good. So as much as they will understand and be logical about young players making mistakes and having to learn and be patient with them, they want to see this happen faster than you do. They really do. They want to see this happen a lot, even faster than you do, if you can believe it. All right, we are just getting started. Peter King is going to stop by, Sports Illustrated's own. We go back many years. He's a great friend. He's been on the show many times, but I want to hear what his latest perspective is on the Browns. Haven't had him here for a little bit. So Pete will join us as you listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
John can't wait. His new F-150 will be here in 30 minutes.
His new what?
F-150. Liberty Ford is delivering it to the house.
Delivering? Are you two just made of money?
No, we were busy later, so they're bringing it to us, paperwork and all. And with the deal we got, I'd say Liberty just made it really convenient.
Ugh, it's just too easy.
No, that's just Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
RTA's new Sea Line Trolley is your best bet for exploring downtown Cleveland. Because every 10 minutes on weeknights and weekends until 11 p.m., you can ride free with a smile to the Horseshoe Casino, the theaters of Playhouse Square, and the clubs and restaurants of East 4th Street and the Warehouse District. It's like doubling down on a nonstop cross-town entertainment jackpot. The new Sea Line Trolley from RTA. Get ready to ride.
Now you can help silence your cough with a lozenge that has the power of Delsym. Introducing Delsym Cough Relief Plus Soothing Action Lozenges. The only lozenge with the power of Delsym that quiets coughs and relieves sore throats. This way you'll feel a whole lot better. Try it. Delsym lozenges are available in two great flavors, honey lemon and sugar-free cherry. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Delsym Silence is relief. Use as directed.
The Home Depot Project Loan is a simple way to put big projects within reach. You not only get no payments and no interest for 6 months, you also get the flexibility of paying it off anytime. So whether it's new flooring or a whole new kitchen, the Project Loan makes it easy and we make it possible. Get started now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Sunnyside Audi is Cleveland's only five-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer. With over 150 years combined Audi sales and service staff, Sunnyside Audi has the J.D. Power highest customer satisfaction of Audi dealers in Ohio. Check out their great selection of new and certified pre-owned Audis. Located off I-71 and Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights, with extended sales and service hours Monday and Thursday night and Saturday. Now offering a complimentary car wash, loaner, and valet service. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. SunnysideAudi.com.
Vic Carucci here with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And hey, get the Browns fan four-pack now. Get four tickets to see the Browns face the Redskins on December 16th, plus four hot dogs, Pepsis, game programs, and a parking pass. That's over $50 in savings. Call 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And joining us now, our great friend from Sports Illustrated, Peter King. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Vic, my pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing well. The Browns are doing pretty well, Peter, with back-to-back wins for the first time since late September of 2011. So a little bit of traction, four wins in their last seven games. What's that mean or say to you?
Well, I think the most important thing for the future is that, you know, I always look at head coaches, and, you know, let's talk about Pat Shurmur specifically. I always look at head coaches, and I say, I don't want to judge a head coach until I see if he's had a legitimate opportunity with a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Pat Shurmur, until now, where it's starting to look like Brandon Weeden might have a chance long-term to be a good quarterback in the NFL. Even though I was a Colt McCoy supporter, I couldn't tell you, even at his best, whether long-term he was definitely going to make it. I just liked his feistiness. I liked his competitiveness. I liked his accuracy. But, you know, be that as it may, right now you look at Brandon Weeden. In the last couple of weeks, I've liked what I've seen. I've liked what I've seen a lot this year when I've watched him. So, to me, especially an offensive coach like Pat Shurmur, you know, I think it's finally good that he can be judged when he's got a competitive quarterback for his offense playing for him.
And when you look at when you talk about Brandon Weeden, you really can't mention him without talking about all the rookie quarterbacks who are making an impact. I mean, that's a story unto itself with Andrew Luck, RG3, Russell Wilson, so forth, Ryan Tannehill. As you now look at where this class is at this stage of the season, Peter, where do you think Brandon sort of ranks with the impact that he's making and in comparison with these other guys?
Well, I think clearly the top three guys, without any question, in some order, are going to be Luck, Griffin, and Wilson. Russell Wilson, in my opinion, has been absolutely amazing. I don't know. Nobody expected this. Nobody at all. And so, to me, when you look at these young guys, you know, I'm going to start with Luck and Griffin, but very, very close to them, I'm going to put Russell Wilson. Then I think after that, I would say Tannehill and Weeden would be close, you know, for number four. And, you know, because I think Weeden has been in and out, as has Tannehill, but a rookie quarterback, you expect that. And, you know, I think all of these young guys, they've just played better than I think any of us could have expected early on.
When you see a quarterback come off a game like the one that Weeden had in Oakland, where, Peter, he was able to really overcome a lot of adversity, those two early interceptions, and then lead a 94-yard drive at the end. I think we all in this business kind of look for those moments that can be defining and see where it'll take a player. Did you have that sort of reaction to his game-winning drive against the Raiders?
You know, I remember last year, Vic, when I was watching the USC-Stanford game, and Andrew Luck threw a horrible interception in the second half that it looked at the time was going to cost Stanford the game against USC. And after that, Andrew Luck played inspired football. So I remember reading a bunch of things after that game saying, well, Andrew Luck's too inconsistent. He's in and out. And this game really hurt him, you know, and hurt his pro prospects. And I thought exactly the opposite. Every quarterback is going to throw interceptions. Every quarterback is going to have adversity. The whole question is, how are you going to respond when you have it? You look at these three good quarterbacks that we've been talking about, the rookies, and you look at them and you basically say, well, every one of them let it drive in the fourth quarter or overtime to win their game this weekend. And that, to me, is the mark of what a good quarterback does. Obviously, Whedon did it on the road in a tough environment against a team with some good defensive talent. So I think that definitely is a plus for him.
Peter King from Sports Illustrated joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Peter, you talked earlier about Pat Shurmur, and I would say it's fair to describe his first two seasons as a series of challenges and hurdles, beginning with the fact that as a rookie coach doesn't have an off season and all that kind of went on last year in various forms with this team and injuries and so on and so forth. And now in year two, where I think things have stabilized a little bit, but he still has dealt with, obviously, as young a team as you can have, and there's inherent issues with that. But add to that the ownership change. Add to that the fact that Jimmy Haslam is now the owner and took control of this thing during the course of the season, naming the CEO Joe Banner during the course of the season.
Right.
How do you feel that, and I don't want to just make it specifically to Pat Shurmur, but I guess that's a big part of the equation here. But how do you feel when you see this team now in a position to possibly win a third game in a row at this, you know, make this late sort of surge, if that's the right way to put it, to do all this despite what can be a very, very disruptive circumstance?
Well, I remember in the summer talking to Scott Fujita about Shurmur, because I've always really liked Pat. He's a quiet guy. I don't know him well, but I've always liked him because I think his pedigree is very, very good in terms of the way he's learned football, not only just offensive football, but obviously, you know, being in the Fritz Shurmur family, that's going to be good for you, you know, to trickle down on defensive football. He used to hang around with, you know, the Packers when Fritz was the defensive coordinator there and when Pat was much younger. But the one thing I remember that Scott Fujita told me is that he said, listen, he goes, you know, he knows how to do this team. He knows, you know, how to run this team. He knows how to do this job. And I think that he said, you know, the guys in the room have a lot of respect for him. And when you're losing, I think it's hard for a coach to make sure that he hangs on to his team, that he's able to motivate his team, that they're able to, you know, go out and play for him and play hard for him, and they're still listening to his message. So that's the thing that I think is good and credible and is a good sign for the future. And that's why I just think when you look at Pat right now and you look at the future with him, this is a very, very important month. They've got a tough schedule, but what happens if he goes 3-1? What happens if somehow they run the table?
Hmm.
And, you know, if you're Jimmy Haslam, you have to look at it and say, against all odds, you know, this team playing this well down the stretch, he has got to look at that when he makes the decision about how he wants to proceed.
And as far as Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner running this team, I you know, you could, I don't think you could call it coincidence. Somebody might, but I don't think that's the right term. They've injected certainly a lot of energy and a lot of, a sense of from their first news conference together where they talked about raising the bar, where they talked about the standard that they want to bring here. Banner affiliated with so much success in Philadelphia for all those years, and Haslam being as successful as he is in another business, but so passionate about football. I just wonder your thoughts on this duo running this team now, and how good you think this is going forward for the Browns.
Well, Vic, as much as a player and kind of management can say that the owner really doesn't matter, okay, I think that, the ownership of Randy Lerner, it had to be a little bit off-putting for people and coaches, because you just always got the feeling that Randy Lerner was in this for one reason only, and it's because he inherited the team. He didn't want to be in the headlines. He didn't want to have the negative outpouring of, the outpouring of negativity that he had constantly with this team. And so I think he was glad to get rid of it. And I think that filters down to a team. When you know that your owner, because I'm sure that players knew that, look, our owner really doesn't want to be here. I don't even think he wants to own the team. And it's not going to be that way with Jimmy Haslam. And so I think it's a good thing that they have that they've got a fresh face there, an enthusiastic face. I think it can only help the team long term.
The Kansas City Chiefs come into town Sunday, a week after an incredibly sad, tragic story that we know so well now, and they win the emotional game against Carolina. But Peter, as you look at how Romeo Crennel handled that last week, and then coming to town, now taking the team on the road for this game, how do you see that all sort of working together, and what Romeo's ability is? He got his team to play, and how he did it, I think a lot of us are still sort of scratching our head. But your thoughts on the job he did and the job you think he can do going forward starting Sunday against the Browns?
Well, I think it's going to be hard for Romeo to keep the job after this year. I think that Clark Hunt is probably going to make a lot of changes in this organization after the year. I don't know that, but, clearly this is year four of the Pioli regime. And even though it's year one of the Crennel regime, he had to do very, very well this year, I think, in order to think he was going to be the coach long term. But be that as it may, talking about the immediacy of it, I think the guys on this team, regardless of how they've played this year, have an incredible high regard for Romeo Crennel. And Vic, from having been around the Browns for a while, you say what you want about Romeo Crennel as a coach, but Romeo Crennel is a fan, and just as a person long term, there's not a more loyal, reliable, dependable guy, and I think he was the perfect guy to have to deal with what, as he told me Sunday night, he said, this thing is not going to be over for a long time, and for some of us, it's not going to be over for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, I think you're 1,000% on that. If there was anyone conditioned to deal with something that is so unfathomable, he is the guy. Peter, thank you so much, and we appreciate the time, and we look forward to catching up with you down the road.
No problem, Vic. Really enjoyed it.
He is the one and only Peter King from Sports Illustrated and NBC joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I'm such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history. Plus, they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
It happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get a free souvenir Browns cup at Cleveland Browns Stadium while supplies last with the purchase of a souvenir beverage. Then bring your Browns souvenir cup to any participating Quaker Steak and Lube location in Northeast Ohio and get a fountain beverage for only $1.49 with a $10 food purchase.
Great times, great food, new Quaker Steak and Lube.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
Yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing of freshness.
Attention business owners, this is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last 3 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports. But it was Tony Robbins that challenged me to go even further for you.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months.
And here's what Tony convinced me to do.
We're going
to
give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-760-0500. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now. 800-760-0500.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hey guys, it's Michael Regai here, and if you're like me and you want to get a great gift, get them a gift of Spa West. That's right, a gift to be pampered and to relax. I tell you all the time, I've been to Spa West. The spa is absolutely beautiful. Spa West is Ohio's largest day spa. Get a gift from now through Christmas and receive up to a 20% bonus gift card. Call them 440-899-SPA-W or buy it online instantly at spawest.com. Spa West in Westlake. I'm Michael Regai, and I'll see you there.
It's the Old Navy Weekly Giftacular. Underwear for up to 50% off. Here's your gift guru, Ellen Griswold.
Ellen here. Let's talk cozy.
My husband's putting lights on the roof. Uh-huh. He'll freeze.
I make Clark wear a frost-free jacket, but he still won't wear the ice cleats. Next.
Hi, I fear my child will be ambushed in a snowball fight.
Protect your family with toasty jackets and aim for the solar plexus.
And that giftacular is a wrap. Underwear for the whole family for up to 50% off. Now until Saturday at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In store only, valid 12-2 through 12-8.
Hi, this is DeQuell Jackson. Now back to Vic Carucci on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Good stuff from the middle linebacker right there. Guys, I got a win-win for you. Help a child today, you save on a haircut tomorrow. Purchase a Believe in Miracles bracelet at participating Great Clip Salons and receive a coupon for $2 off your next haircut. All proceeds benefit the Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Periodically, we go inside the locker room on this show. Our own Jameer Howerton takes you there. Sitting down with a key Browns player. Today, he sits down with running back Montario Hardesty. Take it away, Jameer.
Hey, Montario, thank you for taking time out.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
First and foremost, 2 wins back-to-back, but not only that, you guys won on the road. How is the mood in and around the locker room?
I think for the last few weeks, you know, since we came back from the bye week, you know, before the bye week, we already knew it was close, but we've been starting to put things together now. So, you know, I feel like we have been on a good roll, and our team is starting to finally come together. So you know, we want to keep on building on what we've been doing.
Speaking on being close, we talked about that early in the year, how this team was just 1 or 2 plays away from really turning the corner and finishing games. Do you guys feel that you're on that road?
Oh, definitely, man. You know, around our locker room, when we talked to each other, we always said, man, only if we would have done this in that game and done this in that game. And I think, you know, we didn't want to take those losses, but I think our team has built from that. You know, we've got stronger. We've had those experiences. So now we know how to, you know, handle those things. And I think you've seen the last 2 weeks, we finished in the fourth quarter. And, you know, we only got to win on the road, which we haven't been able to do. So I think we've all learned on that. We've been building on that.
Offensively, what do you take away from that Oakland game that you can take moving forward?
I think the biggest two things that just first jump off for me is Brandon Whedon played great, I think. You know, I think our receivers starting to come along. You're starting to see some of those yards after the catch plays. And that 94-yard drive in the fourth quarter, man, that's something we haven't really done in a long time. It was us on offense, look, give us the ball and let us take it and finish it out. And we've done that, so that's definitely something we can build on.
What was that intensity like on the sidelines? Because it seems like right before Sheldon Brown's interception, the momentum was turning Oakland's way. What was that energy like on the Cleveland Browns sideline?
That was a big play by Sheldon. And I think when Sheldon made that play, you can just see guys were like, come on, man, let's go ahead and finish. Let's go finish. And, you know, I think we had that confidence that we knew we were going to go finish. You know, even a defensive guy. So I think that was a big play by Shell, and I think that was a big swing for our team.
Moving forward, let's talk about the week of practice. How are you guys flying around the ball in and out on the field?
It's been good, man. Practice has been good the last, you know, 7-8 weeks, man. I think, you know, early in the year, during training camp, you know, we had some young guys. We didn't really know how to exactly practice and prepare for the games, but we know how to prepare. We've been taking the game plan that we get in the field room and bringing that to the field and really executing our plays crisp, real fast, getting off the field. So I think our team has learned how to practice a lot better as well.
Monterio, when you pop on the footage and you look at that Kansas City-Carolina Panthers game, what jumps out to you about this Kansas City defense?
They have a great front, man. They have a great front of guys. You know, this is going to be one of the best fronts that we play. They're real similar to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, they line up and play their defense kind of like the Steelers do. They have a good front. They have, you know, Brandon Flowers and Eric Berry back in the secondary. You know, you got Arenas 21 that's going to contest every ball. So they have a good front, man. So it's going to be a challenge for us, but you know, I think we've up for it, man. You know, it's the NFL, so you kind of get fun by turning on film and looking at a team that's going to be good because, you know, it's the NFL. You don't want to know the way.
What about that middle linebacker, Derrick Johnson?
He reminds me kind of like our middle linebacker, the Quail. You know, he's in the 3-4 scheme, but he doesn't play like the 3-4 scheme. He's not a downhill three. He makes tackles, man. He makes tackles all over the field. So, and he has an unorthodox way of doing it. He might slide past some, duck on a tackle, but he gets to the ball. So he's a good player.
Well, Monterio, we talked about the mood in and around the locker room, talking about some of the positives that you guys can take moving forward. Let's talk about your role and how you embraced it, because last week you come up 5 carries for 39 yards, but you had a really explosive carry for 19 yards. How much have you embraced your role?
It's been fun, you know, just trying to get on, you know, just trying to get better every day and get on the field more. And I feel like when I get on the field, I need to make a play. You know, I need to make a spark for our team and just go out there and just play fast. And like I said, all this year when I've talked to you, I've been feeling good. You know, I've just been able to get opportunity to go out there and play. And I feel like when I'm out there, I need to try to make a play for our team.
Well, Monterio, thank you for your time and good luck to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Jameer Howerton. Thank you, Monterio Hardesty. The Pro Football Hall of Fame celebrating 50 years of excellence right down the road from us, down there in Canton. So we're going to talk about that. The NFL is part of this initiative, acknowledging it throughout the league. And our good friend Steve Perry, the executive director of the Hall, is going to join us shortly to talk about all that is going on with this 50-year celebration of the Hall. Next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What? No car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get a free souvenir Browns cup at Cleveland Browns Stadium while supplies last with the purchase of a souvenir beverage. Then bring your Browns souvenir cup to any participating Quaker Steak and Lube location in Northeast Ohio and get a fountain beverage for only $1.49 with a $10 food purchase.
Great times, great food, too quick to Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/always open. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, Dad, when I was a kid, what did you tell me that Santa would say?
Ho, ho, ho.
And what does the special Danny Vay Santa say?
Low, low, low.
That's right. The Danny Vay Santa is here to tell you about our low, low, lowest price promise. You are a clever man, Danny Vay.
I know. I am good.
Well, Danny Vay's is good. After 50 years in business, we've got it figured out. We have the best products, the best service, the best people, the best stores, and the best price. Yup, our lowest price promise will prove to you that Danny Vay's is the place to go for all of your holiday gifts. We encourage you to shop around and then visit us for all of your home entertainment needs. Ping pong, shuffleboard, pinball, theater seats, Brunswick pool tables, bar stools, and more. Santa's promise is our promise. Danny Vay's can't be beat.
Low, low, low.
Catchy, isn't it? Santa can't be wrong, so listen to him and make sure you shop at Danny Vay's for all of your last-minute holiday gift needs. Visit us in Cleveland, Fairlawn, Mayfield Heights, Westlake, and Crocker Park, or check us out at DannyVay's.com. That's Danny Vay.
It's holiday bonus cash time at Menor Nissan. Will Burge reminding you the best way to ring in the holidays this year is to visit John Ashby and his team at Menor Nissan. Right now, save big on their most popular models and get up to $1,000 holiday bonus cash over and above all rebates. Plus, get the exclusive Menor Nissan low price guarantee. If they can't beat any competitor's price, you'll get $500 on the spot. Every day, no exceptions. The all-new Menor Nissan. Remember, the deals are always better at MenorNissan.com.
I don't know if I say this enough, but we really do appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns getting ready to face the Chiefs on Sunday, but we've got something to tell you about for their following home game, the one after that. And Browns fans, if you are attending the Browns-Redskins game on December 16th, please consider bringing a new unused toy or monetary donation for the Touchdown for Tots collection. Members of the United States Marine Corps Reserve and Majestic Steel USA, they'll be outside the gates for the collection. Happy to be joined right now by Steve Perry. He is the Executive Director of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. Steve, welcome back to our show.
Thanks so much, Vic. Nice to talk with you.
Well, I know these are very happy times, the Hall of Fame commemorating its 50th anniversary, doing this in weeks 14 and 15 of this season, and so many initiatives that you have going, I'd like to get you to talk about, starting with the fact that you've completed the largest expansion in the hall's history, growing from 86,000 square feet to 118,000 square feet. Very impressive.
Right. Well, you're certainly correct. It is a happy time at the Hall of Fame, and both we and the National Football League are celebrating it in a big way. I think that's appropriate. Anytime you have a golden anniversary, whether it's a marriage or, in this case, the 50 years of excellence at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it's something to celebrate in a special way. So it's just very fortuitous that we were able to launch the expansion and renovation of the facility, as you point out, the largest in our nearly 50-year history. And it's going to be completed, or is being completed, just as we are celebrating the 50th anniversary. So the expansion, the brand new Hall of Fame, the new exhibits, and the celebration of our 50th anniversary all comes at the same time.
And also with this is the Gridiron Glory, the Best of the Hall of Fame, the multimedia traveling exhibition. I think this is so cool where people who don't maybe have that opportunity to get to Canton, even though they're always encouraged to do so, but this 7,000 square foot interactive traveling exhibition is something I know that people truly enjoy.
Yes, as you point out, in addition to, you know, expanding the building and making the Hall of Fame Museum itself much more spectacular, we decided that we would bring an aspect of the Hall of Fame experience to the fans where they live. And so this 7,000-square-foot exhibition, which, as you say, is titled Gridiron Glory, consists of over 200 documents and artifacts out of our collection, some that have never been shown before. And the idea is that we will have that exhibition move to various cultural institutions around the country so that fans have an opportunity to get a Hall of Fame visitation experience in their own community. And what we're finding is that it sort of whets their appetite to come to the Mecca in Canton, Ohio, and see the rest of the exhibits at the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. No, that's tremendous strategy behind that. And the other thing you've done, too, and I think this is very special. I'm a book lover. A 300-page book called the Pro Football Hall of Fame 50th Anniversary Book, Where Greatness Lives, is the title. Obviously, it's about something that thick and big is about the illustrations. And you have some of the greatest shooters in the world, photographers in the world, shooting the NFL, contributing photos to this book.
Yes, it's really well done, and you're good friends with Joe Horrigan and John Thorne. They were the co-authors of the book. I think they did a very good job in highlighting some of the spectacular moments in pro football, and certainly putting in place some of the documents and pictures of three-dimensional artifacts that we have, so people can get a sense of the treasures that are in the Hall of Fame collection, but also the narrative in there gives some explanation of what was going on and the significance of a lot of those artifacts.
Yeah, and I know some tremendous writers and great friends of mine, such as Peter King and Dave Anderson and so forth, Jared Bell.
Steve Sable.
The late Steve Sable participated, contributed essays to this. Now, what's ahead for the Hall? And we are visiting, by the way, with Steve Perry. He is the executive director of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we talk about the Hall's commemorating its 50th anniversary, and the NFL will recognize this in weeks 14 and 15 of this season. What's ahead is you're going to be completing a renovation of the museum, right? 37,000 square feet in time for the spring and summer.
Yes, the rotunda, people that are familiar with the Hall of Fame know that the iconic original building is a rotunda-shaped building. We are completely renovating the inside of that. Joe Horrigan and his team are arranging the exhibits such that we will show important activities that were going on in the growth and development of pro football during the era of each of the commissioners, starting with the original commissioner or president, Jim Thorpe, and then the era of Joe Carr and Bert Bell and Pete Rozelle, right on up to Paul Tagliabue and the current commissioner, Roger Goodell. So it will give a depiction of what was happening significantly in pro football during their tenures. And then it will also talk about, from a historical sense, what was going on in our society and in our world, so that people can make the connection between what was happening in pro football in 1958 and what was happening in the world in general in 1958. Now, that is going to be combined with some of the modernization and renovation of exhibits that we've already done. For example, I know that you visited and have seen the Lamar Hunt Super Bowl Gallery,
right,
which makes use of NFL films to make the exhibits vibrant and lively with sound and fury of the game. The exhibits are interactive so that if an individual wanted to look up who's in the starting roster of the Super Bowl 1975, you push a button and there it is. And if you want to see video highlights of that game, you push another button and there that is. So all of the exhibits have been what we describe as we bring the artifacts to life by combining them with NFL films and the video and the audio, oftentimes with the voice of the Hall of Famer himself, whether it's Johnny Unitas or Bobby Bell or Jim Brown, explaining an experience that they had in pro football and making the artifact, the football or the jersey or the trophy, have even more meaning when you see it in that context.
Well, very exciting stuff ahead, and so excited for you, Steve, and all our good friends at the Hall of Fame. I know you do it, you know, you don't have to be told this again, but you do a tremendous job, and I think the celebration of this anniversary is going to show just once again how great all that you guys do there is and how well it's received.
Well, I appreciate that, Vic, and I especially want to remind your friends or your listeners of something you just said, and that is during week 14 and 15, that is the upcoming 2 weeks of the NFL season, all the 32 teams will be wearing on their uniforms the 50-year logo and patch of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and we're absolutely delighted with the support that we're being given by the National Football League to help celebrate and engage the fans in celebrating 50 years of excellence at the Pro Football Hall of Fame and telling the story of pro football and honoring the great players, coaches, and contributors of the game.
He is Steve Perry, the executive director of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And, Steve, again, thank you, and we look forward to seeing you soon in Canton.
Thanks, Dick. Appreciate it.
All right. Much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
John can't wait. His new F-150 will be here in 30 minutes.
His new what?
F-150. Liberty Ford is delivering it to the house.
Delivering? Are you two just made of money?
No, we were busy later, so they're bringing it to us, paperwork and all. And with the deal we got, I'd say Liberty just made it really convenient.
Ugh, that's just too easy.
No, that's just Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
Hey, Browns fans. Your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your way. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Right now at the Home Depot, get brighter Christmas savings with 30% off select holiday decorations. Whether in-store or at HomeDepot.com, you'll find ornaments for your tree, more merriment for your mantle, wreaths, garlands, lights, and more when you choose from a wide range of easy-to-coordinate decorations. And get them at 30% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Buying a car, second biggest decision a household or family makes. So why not make a decision that's based on what you need and want rather than what some dealer has the most of? Gillingham Ford prides themselves on having the three pillars of customer service. They're fair, they're open, and they're honest. Don't buy into any third-party ads like WeGotTheBestDeal.com, blah, blah, blah. Check out their photoed inventory online. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. They're centrally located between Ridge and Tiedemann Roads on exit off I-480. Gillingham Ford knows it. Customer service, the most important part of your purchase experience. Let their over 150 years of experience help you out. Stop in 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma and let them take care of you. You'll find out why Gillingham Ford is the home of the real deal. Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in the community. Go see them. Second biggest decision a household makes. See you there.
It's a football Thursday. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Joining us now, our resident historian, Steve King, to talk about the history between the Browns and the Chiefs. So, Steve, give us some highlights of this series.
Well, you look to Super Bowl IV and the famous game between the Chiefs and the Minnesota Vikings. that came that close to being the Chiefs and the Cleveland Browns, had the Cleveland Browns beaten the Vikings in the NFL championship game. So there's a lot of history between the teams, a lot of things when you look at this series of what almost was that game. The Browns and Chiefs played a 10-10 tie in 1989 when Marty Schottenheimer's first game back here. So, you know, you look at, you know, what is a tie? Well, you know, we found out that day. And I'll never forget that game because Marty was coming back a year after getting fired here,
right.
Brought the Chiefs back. And, boy, there was a lot of chirping going on from the field to the sidelines, on the Kansas City sidelines, and from the sidelines back onto the field. It was really interesting to watch. But I really go back to, Vic, and you know, this is the historical segment of the show, so let's go back and look. And you look back to that Super Bowl IV, and the Chiefs completely surprised the Vikings. I think the Vikings underestimated them.
Totally.
How? And we look back at how much that affected the new NFL going forth into 1970 after the merger became complete.
Right.
Now, you're a student of the game, a student of the league. How much different might that history have been had it been the Cleveland Browns in that game and maybe a more veteran team, a team that was more playoff-tested playing the Chiefs?
Playing the Chiefs,
maybe the Browns win. Maybe things are different. It's very interesting to know. And, of course, this week we've got a very interesting guy coming to town. I think he's 77 now, and he doesn't look or act like it. Lenny Dawson, Alliance, Ohio, one-time Brown, and that great story as the Chiefs color analyst on our radio network.
No, yep.
In 1957, Paul Brown wanted a quarterback to replace Otto Graham, who retired 2 years before. Had his sights set on Lenny Dawson. Pittsburgh Steelers with the pick before, number five pick.
They got him.
And they settle for Plan B, Jim Brown, and then actually get Lenny Dawson back in 1960 and 61. It didn't work out, but, you know, Lenny Dawson, you know, ended up being the Cleveland Brown.
Hall of Famer for the Kansas City Chiefs, and as you say, does a great job as their analyst, and he'll be coming to town Sunday when the Browns face the Chiefs. Steve, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we go to the Browns' official social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, for your questions and comments. The Browns Daily Twitter page, which is Browns underscore daily, the handle on that. You can get all updates on the show. An email, daily@clevelandbrowns.com, et cetera, et cetera. Jared from Facebook says, looks like Brandon Whedon wasn't kidding when he said they're all playing for their jobs. It's about time they gave it their all, and it's showing. Well, Jared, I would say this. There's no question effort has been full out for this football team. I'm not buying your thought, though, that they weren't giving their all before, even when they were losing more than they were winning, even before this trend of winning four of the last seven. I'm not buying that. You know, that there's been a sudden change in that feeling. Because, again, keep in mind, the new ownership was coming into place at the start of training camp. So whatever you're playing for your, you know, this isn't like a new concept that, oh, yeah, now you're playing for your jobs just because the team didn't get off to, say, the strongest start. I think you're always playing for your job. There's always that sense in football of urgency, should be. And if there isn't, you know, if you're demonstrating that as a team or as an individual player, you're not at it for very long. That is what is monitored. And every team, winning or losing, is kind of gauging that effort thing week after week. If that has to be a question about you, talent and your skill level and or declining skills or whatever it might be, if that, you know, that's one thing. But if your effort has to come into question at all, that's a problem, and that's what teams have zero tolerance for, generally speaking. But when Brandon Whedon said that, I don't think it was like a light switch coming on. I really don't. And I do think that this team's playing better football. I think it's more the result of Whedon and other younger players understanding more about what they're doing. When they get out there, understanding what they see, understanding what he sees when he's looking at coverages. And he's still not all the way there in terms of making his full progressions. He's still working on that. I think it gets better for him. Allowing things to develop, not maybe, what's the word, you know, being hurt, panicking unnecessarily. Although I thought in the, you know, the two interceptions he threw, the first one that he threw in Oakland, even though there was definite pressure coming at one point when he actually had to step up to make the throw, he could have been a little more patient, and then he lets it go. And then on the second one, he got his arm hit on the underthrow, but that's an interception. No one's saying, yeah, that's not on Whedon. No, that's still on him, too, in terms of how you avoid pressure. And as far as other players go, Josh Gordon, just look at him. Look at 21 years old and look at where he is. He is just finding out what he's all about. And one of the common things you hear in this building about him when you talk with the coaches, Brad Childress, the offensive coordinator for one, that the kid just doesn't quite, that coaches don't quite know just how fast he really is yet, because his full game speed, which you play when you're fully confident in what you're doing and you know exactly what you're, where you're running, how you're running a pattern, isn't there. It's sometimes there when he gets past somebody, but you're talking about a guy who was out of shape when he arrived from having been on a football that so long, and it's hard to get yourself fully into shape while you're also learning what you're supposed to do. Conditioning isn't something that is conducive to time-wise to in season, or, you know, which is in training camp forward. You do that, you're supposed to hit that peak as before you're coming into training camp and arrive at generally speaking. I know it's not true with every player, but generally speaking. Jeremy from Facebook: keep these kids together, fix a few holes, and what's going to stop them? I like that optimism. I got so long, and understandably so, got tired of reading so many, unfortunately, but understandably, negative comments and questions. But we address them all. We field pretty much everything, as long as you make some sense with what you're saying, by the way. And most of you do, by the way. But I'm seeing more of this. Keeping it together, fix a few holes. You know, a few holes. Is it that simple? Maybe, but it's definitely probably more than two if you get into a few. Adding maybe that pass rusher. Adding somebody to the secondary corner. People say, well, what about a wide receiver, too? I like the group that's here. I wouldn't say that this team would be opposed to doing that necessarily, but that's something to think about. I think a lot of things are right and good with the O-line. I think that's playing. That area's doing quite well. But, yeah, I think those would be the big thing. I think finding that stud rusher to add to one that's already here in a Jabal Sheard, a consistent one. And that's not to, you know, disparage or diminish what Frosty Rucker, what Jaquay Parker mean. They're veteran guys who you have to have, too. You need more. I mean, you just need more. You need to come at it in waves. And maybe this team will, you know, ultimately decide, well, we've got some younger people coming up ranks. But I think that would be... No, I think that would be a good addition. Mark from Facebook, I like this one. He says, golden opportunity to make it three in a row this week against Kansas City. Keep it going, Browns. You are so right. It's a golden opportunity. It's a struggling team. It's a 2-10 team. Don't take them lightly. Don't sleep on them. But go into this thinking, believing this is a golden opportunity, as last week was at Oakland. And take advantage of it. And take advantage of it. And understand that you are the better team going into this game. And that's a mindset. And I think, you know, I think it's sort of like right on the edge here. You got young guys who don't know better but to think they're really good and to believe that, you know, no matter what, they're going out there to be successful. And I think you also have guys that, you know, need that reinforcement, need to understand, hey, this is important and we've got to, you know, we've got to do it. And that's where veteran players help teach those lessons. Want to thank Peter King. Want to thank Steve King. Want to thank Montario Hardesty and Jameer Howerton. Want to thank Steve Perry. Want to thank Drew Boatner and Joe Meadows. Want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Monsters Hockey is next. We will begin again with you tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.